This week, two former employees of the pharmaceutical company Insys Therapeutics pleaded guilty to violating anti-kickback laws. Now, this is a particularly important case because the company makes the drug Subsys, which contains the powerful and addictive opioid fentanyl. And that's a major part of the growing opioid epidemic ravaging parts of the country. For more on this story, Lynette Lopez joins us. She's senior finance correspondent for Business Insider. She's with us from New York. Hi there, Lynette.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. So first of all, tell us more about these employees and exactly what they did at Insys to break the law.
Okay. Well, these two employees specifically were they were managing a program for Insys. It was a speakers program for doctors, training them how to use Subsys. That was the intent, or at least that's the intent on paper. The reality was, and these again, they pleaded guilty. So the reality was that they were basically bribing doctors to prescribe Subsys. And one of the allegations that is still being looked into is whether or not they were encouraging the doctors to prescribe Subsys for off-label indications, which is to say for pain that would not necessarily be treated with Subsys. Remember that Subsys is four times more – or fentanyl is four times more powerful than morphine. So it's a very, very, very powerful pain medication. The sting on Insys kind of started back in December when officials in Boston – filed charges against several executives of the company, including the former CEO. So this is all starting to play out now and has been throughout the year with several medical practitioners who also had prescribed Subsys and been a part of this speakers program, pleading guilty to including a nurse and several other practitioners in Boston and Florida and Alabama, pleading guilty just over-prescribing medication.
Right. So there's that. And then in part of this this recent case that we're talking about, I mean, they were also found to have basically forged documents to make it appear that that these programs that they were sponsoring were legit. I mean, this is really interesting, Lynette, because there has been some focus for some time now on the role of doctors and prescribers in terms of the opioid addiction crisis in the United States. Perhaps not as much as people would like on the pharmaceutical companies themselves who make some of these drugs. I mean, is that what we're seeing now?
Yeah, of course. Senator Claire McCaskill basically called out Insys and a bunch of other companies, including Mylan and a private company called Purdue, that it's asking for marketing materials for these companies. What are your speakers programs? What are you telling doctors to do? How are you telling them to prescribe them? And then the other part of this that has gotten a little bit more attention is that some of these doctors then go and commit insurance fraud to be able to overcharge insurance companies, Medicare and Medicaid for payment here. And in fact, Attorney General Jeff Sessions engaged in a sting today. 412 medical practitioners were charged with Medicare, Medicaid and insurance fraud related to the opioid crisis.
Lynette Lopez is senior finance correspondent for Business Insider, walking us through the very interesting development regarding Insys Therapeutics, maker of a powerful drug that includes fentanyl in it. Thank you so much, Lynette.
Have a good one.